LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 26, where in 52 weeks we'll read the entire Bible. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Welcome back if you're a returning listener, and if this is your first time here, make yourself at home. I'm glad you're here. If you'd like to contact me, my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. It's Thursday, so our reading today will be from Job, chapters 7 and 8. If you'd like to know what Bible translations I'm using today, go to bible.lifespringmedia.com and look for episode number 26. This is a listener-supported show. No outside advertisers will ever be on any LifeSpring Media shows, so it's critical that you support the work with your prayers, telling others about LifeSpring Media, and with your finances. 1 Timothy 5:18 says, "Those who work deserve their pay." That's an early mention of what is known today as the value-for-value model. If someone produces something of value, then they should receive financial support equal to that value. Like to know more? Go to lifespringmedia.com/support. Let's begin. Job chapter 7. Job continues. Human life is like forced army service, like a life of hard manual labor, like a slave longing for cool shade, like a worker waiting to be paid. Month after month I have nothing to live for. Night after night brings me grief. When I lie down to sleep, the hours drag. I toss all night and long for dawn. My body is full of worms. It is covered with scabs. Pus runs out of my sores. My days pass by without hope, pass faster than a weaver's shuttle. Remember, O God, my life is only a breath. My happiness has already ended. You see me now, but never again. If you look for me, I'll be gone. Like a cloud that fades and is gone, we humans die and never return. We are forgotten by all who knew us. No, I can't be quiet. I am angry and bitter. I have to speak. Why do you keep me under guard? Do you think I am a sea monster? I lie down and try to rest. I look for relief from my pain. But you terrify me with dreams. You send me visions and nightmares until I would rather be strangled than live in this miserable body. I give up. I'm tired of living. Leave me alone. My life makes no sense. Why are people so important to you? Why pay attention to what they do? You inspect them every morning and test them every minute. Won't you look away long enough for me to swallow my spit? Are you harmed by my sin, you jailer? Why use me for your target practice? Am I so great a burden to you? Can't you ever forgive my sin? Can't you pardon the wrong I do? Soon I'll be in my grave, and I'll be gone when you look for me. Job chapter 8, the first speech of Bildad. Then Bildad the Shuhite replied, "Job, how long will you talk like that? Your words don't have any meaning. Does God ever treat people unfairly? Does the Mighty One make what is wrong appear to be right? Your children sinned against him, so he punished them for their sin. But look to God. Make your appeal to the Mighty One. Be pure and honest, and he will rise up and help you now. He'll return you to the place where you belong. In the past, things went well with you, but in days to come, things will get even better. Find out what your people who lived long ago taught. Discover what those who lived before them learned. After all, we were born only yesterday, so we don't know anything. Our days on this earth are like a shadow that disappears. Won't your people of long ago teach you and tell you? Won't the things they said help you understand? Can grass grow tall where there isn't any swamp? Can plants grow well where there isn't any water? While they're still growing and haven't been cut, they dry up faster than grass does. The same thing happens to everyone who forgets God. The hope of ungodly people dies out. What they trust in is very weak. What they depend on is like a spider's web. A person leans on it, but it falls apart. He holds on to it, but it gives way. He is like a plant in the sunshine that receives plenty of water. It spreads its new growth all over the garden. It wraps its roots around a pile of rocks. It tries to find places to grow among the stones. But when a plant is pulled up from its spot, that place says, 'I never saw you.' The life of that plant is sure to dry up. But from the same soil, other plants will grow. I'm sure God doesn't turn his back on anyone who is honest, and he doesn't help those who do what is evil. He will fill your mouth with laughter. Shouts of joy will come from your lips. Your enemies will put on shame as if it were clothes. The tents of sinful people will be gone. Oh man, Job's anguish really came through today, didn't it? Although I had to smile when I read verses 9 and 10 when he said, "Like a cloud that fades and is gone, we humans die and never return. We're forgotten by all who knew us." Job would be surprised to learn that he has not been forgotten, don't you think? Now Job's friend Bildad tried to encourage him, but then he says, "Your children sinned against him, so he punished them for their sin." Now do you have kids? I know that if one of my kids suffered a terrible loss or, heaven forbid, died, and someone told me that it was because they sinned and God punished them for it, I would not be a happy camper. Like I said before, when you go to visit a friend who's in the midst of a tragedy, it's usually best just to be there for them. Let them know you love them and are praying for them. This is not the time to give uninvited advice. And then at the end of the chapter, Bildad tells Job that it's all going to get better, that God is going to fill Job's mouth with laughter, and that shouts of joy will come from his lips. Nice thought, but Bildad doesn't know that, and I'm sure Job took no solace in it. I know that in my darkest times, I was in no condition to receive that kind of message. When everything is dark, you can't even conceive of ever having times of laughter again, can you? And if someone comes along and says, "Hey, buck up, friend, you'll be partying soon enough," you feel like telling them to go jump in a lake. Don't get me wrong, there is a place for encouragement, but in cases like this, timing is everything. Do you agree? Write me an email and let me know your thoughts at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Hey, do you like music? Do you like different genres of music? If you do, I'd like to invite you to listen to the LifeSpring Music Show over at lifespringmedia.com. I haven't produced a new episode of the show in a long time, but I've been listening to some episodes for the past week or so, and even if I do say so myself, I played some good music. Give it a listen. I think you'll like it. And please remember, LifeSpring Media cannot survive without your support. lifespringmedia.com/support for more information. See you tomorrow when we read Isaiah chapters 18 through 22. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.